One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
This is the Times morning briefing for Monday, the 29th of April. It's reported that Humza Yousaf is preparing to quit as Scotland's First Minister after coming to the conclusion that his position is no longer tenable. The Times says that senior SNP figures have been told there's no way for him to survive this week's vote of no confidence, and he may stand down today. It comes as Mr. Yousaf struggles to put together a coalition of MSPs that would keep him in office after he sacked the Scottish Greens from government. The Herald's Catriona Stewart says his resignation is becoming increasingly likely, sooner rather than later.
I think the best thing for him to do is to resign, because it is the only way that every single political party comes out without egg on their face.
UK and Irish ministers are due to meet in London amid an escalating row over migrants travelling from the UK to Ireland. The UK is rejecting the Irish government's plans to return asylum seekers who enter the Republic from Northern Ireland. Sources in Westminster suggest Britain won't take back any migrants until the EU accepts those crossing the Channel can be returned to France. Rishi Sunak is bracing himself for one of the toughest weeks of his premiership. A group of unsettled Conservative MPs have drawn up what's been described as a policy blitz for a potential successor, with the party expected to suffer heavy losses in Thursday's local elections. Mr. Sunak has refused to rule out a July general election in a bid to avert a leadership battle. Stephen Swinford is the Times political editor.
So a lot hangs on this week. If I was to bet, I would say he will probably survive. The odds are in his favour. He also has the majority support of MPs if it did come to a confidence vote, so he could stay on. But it's going to be pretty febrile territory. And everyone I talk to, even in number 10, no one really knows where this is going.
The US Secretary of State is in the Middle East this week for more talks aimed at securing a ceasefire in Gaza. Qatar, which has been mediating between Israel and Hamas, has urged both sides to show more commitment and more seriousness. Joe Biden has once again warned the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu not to attack the Palestinian city of Rafah in the southern Gaza Strip. Reuters White House correspondent Jeff Mason is expecting developments.
It suggests that A, they're in touch, and B, that there is something imminent, and the imminent something could be both an incursion into Rafah, or it could be progress on a deal between Hamas and Israel and their allies with regard to a hostage exchange.
Campaigners and famous faces are expected outside Parliament later ahead of a debate on assisted dying. It's after a petition backed by Dame Esther Ranson was signed by more than 200,000 people. Those who oppose a change in the law say vulnerable people could be pressured into ending their lives. And you can hear more on all these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Rising sea levels, extreme weather patterns, extinctions of species. Our planet needs protecting. I'm Adam Vaughan, the environment editor for The Times, and this is Planet Hope from The Times, in partnership with Rolex and its Perpetual Planet Initiative. In this podcast, we hear from leading experts from around the world who are committed to finding solutions. These explorers, scientists, entrepreneurs, and citizens are committed to a common goal: to protect our home, Earth. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.